What do we envision when we hear the word work? Probably immediately we think of hard physical labor and something that is not fun. For this reason, many in the world try to avoid work at all costs. Some forsake food to avoid work. Some forsake their families to avoid work. And sadly, many forsake God to avoid work. But to be pleasing to God, we must be busy workers in His kingdom, the church. Open your Bibles and look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. There in 1 Corinthians 15, 58, the Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." It's important that we point out to whom Paul here is writing. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, that he was writing to the church at Corinth. And he tells the church that in order to do what is right in God's sight, they must be always abounding in the work of the Lord. The question is, what is this work about which Paul is speaking? One of these areas of work of the church is found in Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said in verses 19 and 20 that we are to go as his disciples and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. One area of the work of the church is that of evangelizing all nations of the world, teaching them the gospel of Christ so that they have the opportunity to obey it. Another area of the work of the church is found in Hebrews chapter 10. Look there with me in Hebrews chapter 10, and we find that in order to properly be working as a church, we must be edifying the body of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, the inspired writer says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." It's the idea of encouraging one another to do what is necessary. One of these things that we must do is to encourage one another to do good works. And one of these good works is mentioned in the following verse, in verse 25, where we're told not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, or encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It is our obligation as a church to encourage one another to do what God requires of us, and one of these great areas in which we can encourage one another is that of attending the worship services of the church. And finally, there is one more area of work in the church, and that is found in Galatians chapter 6. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, Paul said, "Therefore, as we," speaking of the church, he was writing to the churches of Galatia, "therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." The final area of the work of the church is that of benevolence. A lot of times we see things that happen to people, bad things, and we think that's a very bad thing and that's very undesirable, but how often do we go out and try to help those individuals, whether that be with our own hands or in a monetary way? Our obligation is to not only help our brethren, but also to look for opportunities to help those in the world. Benevolence, edification, evangelism. These are the three areas of the work of the church.